guys, it's April here from Prasad's Home and Garden. Today we're going to be on the real issue. We're going to be talking about running an e-commerce business. So the reason why I wanted to do that is I wanted to give you a bit of insight on how we run our business and how we do certain things. Now, I've asked Reddit. I put up a thing saying, hey guys, I'm going to do a podcast, and I'm going to video it for YouTube podcast and also for Spotify. So come up with some questions and let me know if you want me to answer it. So the best question, well, not the best question, the first question we're going to address is we were asked what if we could provide an overview of the current e-commerce landscape in Australia and how we're going. So as of December 2023, there has been a massive increase of people buying online. We are seeing more and more larger organizations like Catch.com, MyDeal, and eBay getting a bigger share of the market, which is great. Like that's the way it should be. The issue that we're seeing is that these guys have a larger marketing budget and they're really pushing everything forward to capture the customers. The issue with catching these customers means that smaller businesses like ours, like Prasad's Home and Garden, can't really compete with them. So the landscape is looking great for multinational companies. For smaller companies who are trying to make an impact, who are spending $20,000, $30,000 a month on marketing, we're not achieving as much as a company that could spend, you know, $200,000 to $300,000 worth of marketing to get that customer. So how do we stand out from a large organization versus a small organization like us? Now, great question as well to answer. What are we doing? We're making more and more podcasts, blog posts, we're going live on TikTok. You know, we're doing stupid things, funny marketing stunts to capture the customers that we want. Now, it's not about selling a product, it's about selling the business as a whole. Now, that means we are pushing more and more people to understand that this is a family-run business. We don't have a multi-million dollar marketing agency behind us and so on. Look at me, I'm working out of a home office today. And that's also another good thing about, which leads me to the next question about working environments. So our company has about 4 employees. We all work from home now, except for the packers who work in the warehouse. So it's perfect to running an e-commerce business is great because it allows us to concentrate and work from home, because we can still spend time with our family and friends and so on. But you get distracted easily. The one thing I hate, and I'm seeing it more and more on social media, is you get these people going, hey, I'll build you a Shopify dropship store and you'll make tens of $20,000 every week. I'm telling you, that's crap. We have an online business, and if we make 10 grand a week, I'll be happy. Business is slow at the moment. Now, you know what? It sort of leads to our next question, where people are asking, what are some of the key factors contributing to the growth of e-commerce in Australia? So, here we go. There are several factors that are helping to contribute. We're seeing the growth of e-commerce in Australia because people are using their smartphones more often. We have improved internet connectivity. We're changing consumer preferences. We're listening to them. And we're listening to them by watching them on their own TikToks, their own Instagrams, their own Facebook and other social media platforms. We're seeing what they want. We personally, we've increased the focus on digital marketing and the availability of secured online payments options. So we've moved over to Mint Payments because they were cheaper for us, which meant we could reduce our costings on our products and they were quick at settlements. I guess the next question we should move into is how important is mobile commerce in the Australian market? And can businesses optimize for mobile users? 100%. Mobile commerce is increasingly important in Australia, with a significant portion of online shoppers using smartphones. We have had to optimize our websites for our mobile users, and therefore we've also had to streamline our checkout processes. But at the same time, this is great for us because we've been able to leverage our mobile marketing channels, such as SMS and mobile apps, to make a really seamless mobile experience for our customers. And this has also been really good because we've been able to capture other customers' attention. I guess I want to talk about how can an e-commerce business build trust with Australian consumers. As an owner of the business, I'm always updating the website myself, and I'm also seeing the stock on a daily basis, so I can talk about it with the customers. If I could show you my screen here, I've got two computer screens. I've got one here and one here. And this screen here has all of my emails. It has all of my customer information. It also has our little online chat. So I can assign that to certain employees who are answering our chat sections, or I can jump on myself and talk to customers. And it's been really good because I've been able to speak with my customers on a daily basis and really get to know who they are. We've gotten to know what they want, and it's about being transparent. So we're very transparent with our customers. If we've lost something, we'll call them up straight away and say, hey, listen, our courier said they broke something or lost something. And we're also transparent about our pricing. If we can make it cheaper, if a customer sees something and says, hey, listen, it's a little too expensive, I'll go, cool, let me go see how much we pay for it, and I'll see what I can do for you. And you know what? Customers are more likely to talk to us as well. The other thing that we've also had to improve is our data security and our privacy regulations to reassure our customers about the safety of their personal information. The hardest thing with an e-commerce business, though, is the logistics and shipping, Australia, especially in the Australian market. We do not ship anything from overseas. Everything is here in Australia and we ship it from our warehouses here or from businesses that we buy off. They ship directly and it works really well. So having a really, really good, reliable shipping partner means that we are able to ensure that our customers are getting exactly what they want it, when they need it. Lastly, I think I want to talk about how can Australian e-commerce businesses effectively leverage social media for marketing and customer engagement. Social media is a powerful tool. It has the ability to influence customers and their engagement. It is therefore important that e-commerce businesses in Australia can use these platforms like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, to engage with their audience. And they can do this by building a community through social media. And we can foster these brand loyalties and incorporate user-generated content, which enhances that authenticity. By asking our customers to send us photos, to give us reviews, we've noticed that more and more people are buying from us. Guys, thank you for listening. Like I said, e-commerce businesses aren't what they're cracked up to be. So when you sit back and relax and want to start an e-commerce, there's a lot of factors you need to think about. So a great business plan is something you need to know. And that's about it, guys. Stay tuned for our next podcast and YouTube podcast, and we'll speak to you soon.